Blog Talk Radio.
That's weird. That should have happened. Why didn't it do that? I put it on there. Welcome to Sammy's Conspiracy Hour. You know what day it is. I think it's Wednesday. Usually it's Fuck Trump Wednesday, but I think Sammy's Conspiracy Hour is just as good. So, wireless. So, I was talking with a friend of mine this morning. Well, for him, it's nighttime because he's in India. You know, he, like, literally, made a lot of points. He and I did not see this thing eye to eye in some areas because of Trump or whatever, but, you know, he does have some points. Is everything going to be fixed? Because Biden's in? No, not really. Is he going to try? I hope so. We'll see. Bombs will still drop and we'll still have war. People will still be poor and the rich will find a way to continue to get richer. But right now, we're having Republicans not do anything. Then tell the say the Republicans are do-nothing Democrats. Well, you're do-nothing fucking morons, and you're just sad. It's sad. So to every pastor who has a flag on the altar, please consider removing it or adding the flags to the other 195 of the 195 countries of the world. To be a part of the body of Christ is to transcend nationality, part of what it means to be born again. Hashtag say no to Christian nationalism. And if you're interested, go to say no to ChristianNationalism.org as well. That religion has no place in politics, in making laws, and they definitely do not need flags next to the cross. That's not what Christ was about. And Christ wasn't white. That was just made to make minorities and black people be subservient to white people. So, you know, that's just the tea on that. But make no mistake, people, Texas and Mississippi opening back up to 100% will disproportionately impact and kill minorities who compromise much of the essential work force. Bearing the brunt of the pandemic. It's a racist death sentence for so many who would have been spared. Now, this is true. I hope this episode finds you in good health today and in good spirits. But everyone remember how hard we worked for this free and fair, this is the most free and fair election we've ever had. But we need to stop crying about yesterday and get organized and be prepared to vote out every single GOP in 2022, 24, and 26. Because Donald Trump really was just a symptom. Do you know what that could do for us if we just did that? And to those who have been writing me about mental health, all of these are good questions. But if you're, what I'm hearing is, please tell me how to live with ADHD. Well, you know, if you wake up and do fucking nothing for 5 hours, then panic and do stuff in a panic for 1 to 2 hours, hyperfixate on doing one thing for 4 hours, the wrong thing. And then make a pact with yourself to break out of that pattern tomorrow. And you repeat the pattern tomorrow. Don't beat yourself up, man. It'll be okay. Do your best. Okay, I'm not a psych doctor. I'm not a medical health professional on this, but I'm going to tell you, you know, it's okay to feel the way that you do. Just try and manage the best way you can every day. And if you need to, fucking call someone for help. Talk. There's an 800 number. There's a suicide hot number. I don't know if in your state you have live streams, but there are ways to do things. You know, it doesn't have to be, I need this to deal with this. How? Okay, well, questions are good. You might want to research what's best for you. Kind of research your symptoms, what they could be. Specific. And just try to figure out your best way to handle things. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm a doctor. Let me, no. But I can tell you that this too shall pass. So just do your best every day. Remember, guys, masculinity isn't toxic. The absence of it is. Weak men are abusive and spiteful. Strong masculine men are protective and loving, and they're not afraid of gay people because they exist, you know? So, you know. And here's an interesting fun fact. I just got sent this one. If a female octopus is hungry and doesn't want to mate, but the male tries to, she'll let him insert his mating arm and begin the process before closer to him, she'll strangle him, kill him, and feast on his corpse in her den for a few days. Why can't we be like octopuses? Come on. I would like to be an octopus to be. And in the past 16 hours, breaking news over here with the biggest opportunity for change in over 10 years, the Democrats are being held back by one of their own. Joe Manchin vows to pull a Mitch McConnell on Biden's entire agenda. Well, sounds about right. And Madison coughs. Motherfuckers, so much. Why can't you just do what you need to do? That is, take care of Americans. Be responsible. Take responsibility and accountability for your fucking actions and lack. Your inept response that led over 500,000 people to their deaths needlessly, unnecessary, on purpose. It doesn't have to be this way. I hear all this stuff. Well, I had to join the middle school and get good grades, and so this is a slap in the face. There's two kinds of people. Those who went through it, so they want you to. Investment growth and strategy was the tax revenue hit its peak as a percentage of the economy in 1965. Now America's per capita government spending is near the bottom among industrialized countries. Our roads, bridges, and water systems get a D+ from the American Society of Civil Engineers. Unlike our peers, we don't have high-speed rail, universal broadband, mandatory paid family leave, or universal child care. We keep hearing, you know, Joe Biden has to govern from the center. He has no choice, they say, because he has a razor-thin majority in Congress, and the Republican Party has moved to the right. All this is rubbish. Firstly, there's no center. Between the reality-based world and the conspiracy-fueled, hate-filled world of today's Republican Party. Secondly, problems the country is facing cannot be solved with melequotose.